Super Bowl Sunday coming up. I just want to say, you feel what I'm saying? It's your boy, Brother Smalls. I love y'all. You know what this is going to be because I'm already excited about it. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. It's going to be February 11th on Sunday. We have the 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, y'all know it's been crazy with Taylor Swift and with the Kansas City Chiefs and Kelsey, she's been coming to all his games, been raising the hype, been raising the money. They've been raising the sales. Everything's been rising ever since she's been showing support to her spouse that plays for the NFL team, which is the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Well, we have the 49ers facing the Chiefs. And I just want to go ahead and say, I haven't made any bets. I haven't even made anything yet. I haven't really made up my mind. But I do feel like the 49ers is going to win this. I want y'all to listen to me, right? If Kansas City Chiefs win this year, that means they won 2 years in a row. They just won last year. So let's keep that in mind. They just won last year, and they beat my favorite team, which is the Eagles. But I think by like 3 points, which is but a win is a win, you know. They still won, but they beat them. And, this is going to be a crazy one. It's going to be a good one. I just feel like, for me, I'm going with the 49ers. Now, I may be wrong. I don't know what's going to happen. It could go either way. I just feel like the 49ers are more hungry because of the fact that they haven't touched the Super Bowl in a while. So I just feel like they know it's almost like you're going to do it or you're not. You know what I mean? It's either like the time is now or you ain't got the time. And they beat some of the most toughest teams. You know what I mean? But also, you know, Kansas City, they beat some of the toughest teams too. So it's almost like it's a fair game as I see it. It's a fair game, you know, but the Detroit Lions, which is San Francisco, just beat the Detroit Lions. And I think Kansas City, they just beat the Ravens. The Ravens is a good team and the Lions is a good team. So they both beat good teams. You know what I mean? But now they're about to clash with each other. It's about to be Super Bowl Sunday. Everybody get ready. Y'all need to come here, listen to my voice. I'm trying to give y'all the picks. I'm telling y'all right now. I feel like I'm saying it ahead of time. It's going to be stamped today. You know what I mean? That I'm going for the 49ers. San Francisco 49ers. They are not going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're going to be sad because a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money because they feel like they're going to win. You know what I mean? They feel like Kansas City Chiefs is going to win. I honestly feel like San Francisco going to win. That's just the way I feel. And that's what I'm going to go for. So they may even be the underdogs. I think San Francisco, they definitely going to be the underdogs, especially with all the hype that's going on with Kansas City Chiefs and, you know, this Taylor Swift and stuff like that. I feel like they looking at San Francisco as the underdogs. But me, I'm going to go with the underdogs. I don't always go with the underdogs. It depends on, like, you know, the environment, what's happening, what's going on, things like that. So, but I'm going for the underdogs. I'm going to go for 49ers, San Francisco 49ers. It's crazy because one team going to have to wear white because they both of their colors is like almost similar. Like San Francisco colors like burgundy and then burgundy and gold. And then Kansas City is like red, yellow, and white. And then you got San Francisco, which is like burgundy, gold, and white. So it's like it's kind of, if they're on the field together with a burgundy and a red jersey, that'd be crazy. Like it'd be like messing your mind up. Like you wouldn't really know which team. So I feel like whichever team that's playing home, I feel like they got the advantage to pick if they want to wear the primary color or secondary color, which they might go with a primary color. So if they go with a primary color, the other team got to pick a secondary color, which would be like white or black. Their colors, but mixed in with white or black or like a, you know, an alternative, right? Because you don't want to look just like the other team. You want them to be able to have the visuals. But this is going to be, I just want to say, man, y'all get y'all games ready. Y'all get y'all NFL Super Bowl Sundays ready because it's going to be a hell of a game. People is going to be going crazy. You know the football fans. You know what happens when around this time of the year, football season, you feel me? It's about to go crazy. It's the last game. It's the Super Bowl for the girls who don't know. You feel what I'm saying? The Super Bowl is the last game. It's only of the season, and it's the biggest game in the season. You feel what I'm saying? So this is what matters. This is what they work hard for. It's almost like the Grammys, but it's a game to see who's going to take home the Grammy. But yeah, so this is the Super Bowl, and it's going to get critical. And I just feel like I'm going to bet small. I'm not going to bet nothing, no big money, but I'm still going to put my bet on San Francisco. I advise y'all to do what y'all want to do. Don't listen to me because I'm not telling. I'm just here to just, you know, just raise the hype and just, you know, just talk about it. I'm just here to raise awareness on it, because some people don't know the Super Bowl is happening. You have some people who just too busy in their life where they don't even know that football is happening right now. So this may be for somebody who they may come across and say, oh, you know what? The Super Bowl is Sunday. Let me throw a Super Bowl Sunday game, or let me throw a party or something. Let me do something, right? So that's what this is for. I just want to touch topics on football. It's a lovely sport. It's one of the most watched sports other than basketball and, you know, hockey and baseball. Well, baseball, you know, baseball, football, and basketball are the three main sports. This is going to be a good game. They're going to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe. I don't know who got home field advantage, but that also matters, too. If they playing at San Francisco, I can tell you now it's going to be way harder for the Chiefs. But sometimes I do feel like people who play at home, they be too sometimes I feel like they be too cocky. So sometimes I feel like people do need to play on the road so they can feel that emotion of like I have to beat them because I'm not home. Even though I don't have the advantage, I'm not home. So I feel like I got to do what I got to do. So I really don't know who's playing home right now, so I can't really give you that information. But I could tell you right now, whoever is playing home, they're going to have a disadvantage, I think. Because they're going to feel like they got the advantage already. So, but I don't feel like they got the advantage. But we will see what's going to happen. We got Kansas City Chiefs versus San Francisco. And I just feel like it's going to be a hell of a game. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being with me. Watch the Super Bowl Sunday, February 11th, right? You could go to your Google, see what time. I think the game may start at like 7. It normally starts late in the day, so it's going to be maybe around like 7 o'clock, 7, something like that. You know what I mean? So check that out. Kansas City Chiefs versus San Francisco 49ers in a clash. They're going to go crazy. It's going to happen. You know Taylor Swift going to be there. I love y'all. Take care of yourself, man. And keep loving sports.